How important is it for you to get the sense of timing back with the rest of the offensive line?
I think practice is important. You know, I think injured or not, I think you want to work on your craft, and like you were saying, timing and all that. So I think every time you're out there is probably a good thing.
What was going through your mind when you went down against the Jets?
Moving on from that. Sorry.
Sebastian Bill talked yesterday about the offensive line needing to see five guys seeing the same thing at once. And how do you feel maybe that process has gone as of late or over the course of the season?
Yeah, I think it's something we preach all the time. I don't think that has changed in the playoffs or anything. Obviously, they throw a lot of stuff at you, and you know, if you're not on the same page as the other four guys, it's probably not going to be a good result. So, again, it goes back to practice. So I think that's a good thing. You know, scout team giving you a good look and all that. So, something we work on every day, and you know, continue to get better, and hopefully peak on Saturday.
What's the key to consistency along the line?
Practice. I would say, I don't know, it's hard to tell. Preparation, knowing what to do and maybe anticipating what's going on out there and reacting and really falling back on your technique. I mean, we've been doing this for a few months now this year, so I don't think you make too many adjustments now. So I think it's just practice and get on the same page, like you were saying.
Ali's been dealing with some injuries. What are you seeing on tape when you're watching these last couple weeks?
I mean, again, as a player, so I don't think anyone is, you know, 100% out there. It's just part of the game, and it's a physical game, and, you know, it's a force out there. I mean, he has been for a long time. It's been giving us problems, give a lot of guys a lot of problems, and, you know, Houston on the other side or Ford or, you know, whoever it is, I mean, they're all good, and I think they have fourth in sacks this year, and, you know, I mean, it shows.
Is there any concern in this locker room for the well-being of your teammate, friend, Chandler Jones?
Yeah, this locker room's right over there, so. To ask him about that.
From you guys have been masters at, over the years of dealing with, look at Deflategate and the noise from that. How does this locker room able to handle such things and keep it focused on what's in front of you?
I mean, you know, I got a job to do, and so does, you know, everybody else. And I think it's a good thing to concentrate on what you can control. And, you know, quite frankly, I mean, I can't control the questions you ask, and, you know, we got to deal with that. And but it's also nothing I can do. So, you know, I mean, I kind of got my own problems, my own worries, and things I got to work on, and that's what I'm trying to do.
This locker room's also always prided itself on great leadership, and has had great leaders for the last 15 years ever since Tom's been here. How would you characterize the leadership in this locker room?
I mean, I think we're a good unit. I think it just comes back to hard work. You know, I don't think you need the guy that's screaming and hollering all the time and stuff. I mean, it's, I think everyone is kind of responsible for themselves and what they do and trying to get better in their profession. And, you know, I think that's kind of what we're doing. And I think kind of leadership, everyone is a leader on its own.
With the amount of shuffling on the O-line this year, do you guys kind of forget who's a center, who's a guard, who's a tackle, who plays left, who plays right?
Things we don't control. Again, I mean, I prepare myself, you know, to play every game, play all the snaps, and if that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So, I mean, I don't really worry about that too much.
There's some young interior guys here, rookie, second-year guys. And kind of, what do you see from them over the next course of the season? What they would be able to bring to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, I think. It's about improvement. Again, I mean, we've been at it since, whatever, April or May, you know, the mini camps and all that. So I think it's like a, hopefully, a steady curve of, you know, going upwards and just really getting better. I think it doesn't really matter how old you are. You know, I'm working on my things and younger guys working on theirs. There might be different things you're working on, but, you know, hopefully it's getting better every week.
Based on practice, how ready do you think you will be by Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like, man, I prepare myself to play and all that stuff, and the rest will find out on Saturday.
Sebastian, the distractions you guys are certainly used to. Distractions and getting ready for big games. How does that affect you?
But, yeah, it doesn't. Like I was just saying, I think, you know, me personally, I can't control any of that. So I'm working on what I can control and working on my craft and practice and rehab and whatever else is there. And that's all I can do. So that's what I'm doing and, you know, not let it distract myself or other players. Great unit. I mean, you know, played most of those guys last year. Good pass rushers, playing hard, good run stoppers, really a force out there. I mean, they show the numbers speak for themselves, and I think they show that too. I don't think it's a fluke or anything. They're just a good overall unit, no doubt.
Thank you.
Thank you.